Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are in the fourth parak of Masechta Yuma. We're up to Mishnah Vav. We'll also start the fifth parak as well. Bechol Yom Vayom Hayusham Avram Arachos. Every other day of the year except for Yom Kippur, the Tanakhama teaches us that there were four fires that were burning on the Mizbeach. One for the Karbanos of the day, like the Tamid. One from which coals were taken for the Ketores that was brought in the morning and the afternoon. One was Eish Tamid Al Mizbeach Lo Sichbeh. And one which they burned the limbs and the fats of the previous day's Karbanos that hadn't already been offered. Now, Hayom Chamish on Yom Kippur, there were five. They lit a fifth one to get coals for the Ketores that went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Kohen Gadol. Divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir. Now, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, "B'chol yom shalosh." Every other day there were three. Hayom arba, there were four, because he says you don't need a separate one to burn the fats from yesterday's korbanos. Those things were simply moved to the outside of the bigger fire that was on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yuda says, "B'chol yom shayim." Every other day there were only two. Hayom shalosh, because in his opinion, not only did you not need one to get rid of yesterday's korbanos, you didn't need to have a separate one where there was an Eish Tamid Lo Sichbeh that was part of the greater fires that were there up until then. Moving on to the fifth parak, Hotziu Lo Es Hakaf Es Hamachta V'Chafim Lo Chafnav V'Nasan L'Toch Hakaf. It would take out the empty ladle and the shovel of Ketores, and he scooped up as much Ketores from the shovel as his hands could hold, and he put it in the ladle. Now, Hagadol Lefigadlo Hakatol Lefikatno, obviously the amount of Ketores would be based on the size of the Kohen Gadol's hands. Rekachaya midasa, that's the amount of Ketores that he brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Natol asamachta bimino v'esakap mismolo, he would take the shovel in his right hands and the ladle with the Ketores in his left. Hayamalach b'echalat shemegia lebein shtei haparachos hamemdilos bein Kodesh v'bein Kodesh HaKadoshim. He would walk to the Mikdash until he got to the paroches, which is really two curtains that separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim, Ubeinayim Amma, and there was a space of an Amma between them. Now, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with all this. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Haisa Shamela Parochas Achas Bovad, there was only one Parochas, and Amar, Vivdila Parochas Lachem Bein HaKodesh Ubein Kodesh HaKadashim. He said that there was, that Parochas should separate between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadashim, right? And therefore, it was only one curtain. The outside curtain was open, was folded back at the south side. And the inner one was opened at the north side. So you can come in through the south, walk up north, get turn at the north side, and then go to the other side. He would walk between them until he got to the north. Right? Once he got to the north, Hovich Panav Klape Darum. He would turn his face south. Malach l'smolo in my parochas. He would walk with the parochas on his left side. Ad shumagil aron, until he got to the aron. He gil aron no sein esamachta bein shtei abadim. When he got to the aron, he would put the machta with the coals on the ground between the two poles. Tzavar esaktoros al gabei gechalim. He would pour the ketoros on top of the gechalim. And the smali kol abayis kula washan. And then the entire base hamikdash would become filled with smoke. Yato bala b'derech ne'beis k'nisa so, and then he would walk out, and he would come back out through the place that he walked in. U'mesmal tefilah k'tzara b'beis achitzon, and then he would say a very short tefilah in the beis achitzon, in the kodesh. Lo'ya marach b'tefilah so. Now remember, he was the only one who was in there, right? And so he couldn't say a long tefilah, shalom l'havis es Yisrael, because he didn't want the people to freak out, to think, oh my gosh, he may have died in the process. And so we always make sure to make the tefillah very short. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.